I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It's the week of Groundhog Day, and there are big doings planned at the West Virginia Wildlife Center in Upshur County. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. February 2nd is Groundhog Day, and it's a big deal at the West Virginia Wildlife Center, where French Creek Freddy is the official prognosticator of the weather.
Well, this year will mark the 41st consecutive year that we'll be celebrating Groundhog Day at the Wildlife Center, and we have a pretty wide list of events planned and activities planned. It'll all kick off about 9:30 in the morning. Our guests should be arriving sometime around then, I would imagine, and we'll have our mascot out there to greet them, and we'll have a band on hand that's always with us. Any corner, they've got a French Creek Freddy song, and they've got a few others for the younger audience members. And at 10 o'clock sharp, French Creek Freddy will be making his appearance and making his prediction in front of his fans, and then after that he'll be pretty happy to return to his bed for a little while longer until spring officially arrives.
That's Wildlife Center Director Tyler Evans. So what's Freddy's success record?
Well, over the 41 years, it's hard to say. We've been keeping pretty close tabs on his predictions since about 2008, and we have an effort to try to, you know, look back through the records and see on a longer range of how accurate he's been. But since 2008, he's been about 75% accurate, I would say, which is pretty high for a groundhog. And the good news there is about 70% of the time he's been predicting in early spring. So you put those two together, and typically he provides a pretty optimistic forecast.
Now, it wasn't always the groundhog to which people would look for weather predictions, since all this started in Europe where there are no groundhogs.
It actually started out with a lot of German roots to it. The Pennsylvania Dutch, they brought it over with them. Overseas, it was stemming off of a holiday known as Candlemas, which is also referred to as Badger Day. And as the name implies, typically it wasn't a groundhog that was being used to make the predictions. It was a badger, or in some other areas, like in Irish lore, it was a hedgehog that was providing that forecast. So when the immigrants started making their way across the ocean and settling here, they were looking for a replacement for a badger or a hedgehog, and sure enough, French Creek Freddy or another one like Dunkirk Dave or Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhogs in the area ended up being the ones that seemed like a pretty fitting prognosticator for the weather.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.